At a scientific meeting in Denver this week, researchers will discuss the link between COVID-19 and an Alzheimer's-like syndrome. It's already clear that COVID can cause lasting damage to the brain. NPR's John Hamilton reports on growing concerns that the infection may change the brain in ways that set the stage for Alzheimer's.
Before she got COVID-19, Cassandra Hernandez was in great shape, physically and mentally.
I'm a nurse, and I would work 3 12-hour shifts back to back, and I would walk 6 to 7 miles a day at work. I work with surgeons, and my memory was sharp.
Hernandez, who is 38, worked at a large hospital in San Antonio, Texas. In June of 2020, she and several other people in her unit came down with COVID.
Went home after working a 12-hour shift and sat down to eat a pint of ice cream with my husband, because that was our favorite thing to do after a 12-hour shift, and couldn't taste it.
The loss of taste and smell can be a sign that COVID is affecting a brain area involved in sensing odors. The next morning, Hernandez couldn't get out of bed. She spent 2 weeks in the hospital and then months at home with symptoms including tremors, extreme fatigue, and problems with memory and thinking.
I would literally fall asleep if I was having a conversation or doing anything that involved my brain.
Researchers at UT Health in San Antonio have been studying the brains of patients like Hernandez. Dr. Gabriel de Arauskin says they've noticed some patterns. For example, mental problems seem to be more common in COVID patients who lose their sense of smell. He says that's probably because the disease has affected a brain area called the olfactory bulb.
Persistent lack of smell, it's associated with brain changes. Brain changes not just in the olfactory bulb, but those places are connected one way or another to the smell sense.
Those include areas involved in memory, thinking, planning, and mood. De Orazkin says COVID's effect on the brain also seems to vary with age. People in their 30s, he says, are more likely to develop anxiety and depression.
In older people, people over 60, the foremost manifestation is forgetfulness. These folks tend to forget where they place things, they tend to forget names, they tend to forget phone numbers. They also have trouble with language, they begin forgetting words.
The symptoms are a lot like early Alzheimer's. And De Arauskin says many of these patients remain impaired months after an infection.
Those people look really bad right now. The expectation is that it may behave as Alzheimer's behaves in a progressive fashion. But the true answer is we don't know.
So De Arauskin and other scientists will be comparing notes this week at the Alzheimer's Association International Conference in Denver. Presenters will include Dr. Sudha Seshadri, an Alzheimer's expert at UT Health San Antonio. Seshadri says the idea that COVID might increase the risk of Alzheimer's is alarming.
Even if the effect is small, it's something we are going to have to factor in because the population at risk is quite large.
In the U.S. alone, millions of people have developed lasting cognitive problems after getting COVID-19. Seshadri says it may take a decade to know whether they will also develop Alzheimer's at an earlier age. Meanwhile, people like Cassandra Hernandez, the nurse, are simply trying to get better. More than a year after getting sick, she says her brain is still foggy.
We were at dinner and I forgot how to use a fork and how to eat a piece of shrimp. It was embarrassing.
But Hernandez says she's improving, slowly.
Before this, I was working on my master's. Now I can do basic math, addition and subtraction. I can read at a fifth grade level. I'm still working hard every day. It's a process.
Hernandez has been working with Dr. Monica Verduzco Gutierrez, who directs the COVID Recovery Clinic at UT Health San Antonio.
She's made so much improvement. I would love for her to go back to nursing. But again, we don't know what happens with this disease.
Scientists hope they'll know more after this week's Alzheimer's meeting in Denver. John Hamilton, NPR News.